day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, livestock futures were mixed and limited early week trade here today. Traders seem to have little concern with a shortened trading week as strong triple-digit losses in feeder cattle futures eroded previous support seen late last week. Corn markets were lower in light trade. March corn futures about 2.25 cents lower. The stock markets were lower today in light trade. Dow Jones 283 points lower. NASDAQ down 103 points. Over in live cattle, sluggish activity developing throughout most of the day as traders tried to slowly get back into the routine following the three-day weekend. Firm pressure starting to develop in lightly traded spot month contracts while moderate softness developed throughout the rest of the market in connection with strong triple-digit losses across the feeder cattle trade. Traders remained concerned, though, about long-term summer and fall beef demand, which started to be seen in futures trade as well as feeder cattle market activity. Cash markets remained quiet today with bids and asking prices still hard to find. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher, up 15 cents in select and up 59 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 45 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, sharp losses quickly moving into the trade here on Tuesday as any stability seen late last week seems to have been thrown out the window as traders focus on longer-term concerns of higher production costs and questions of beef demand growth. Meanwhile, today, grains were lightly mixed with corn trade 2 cents lower in quiet trade as we return from the holiday with range-bound trade looking to continue to start the week off. Soybean trade mixed with light two-sided trade opening up the week. Meal was flat to a dollar lower and oil 5 to 15 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 5 cents higher with more talk of Russian restrictions adding support to the market with trade looking to challenge the next levels of resistance with trade backing a little off the upper end of the range. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.